Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph from the days had brought a Mishnah where Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argue if Malin Lekuhuna Al Pi Eid Echot. And the Gemara originally wanted to say that their machlekes is if the error of an Eid Echot to say that he's not a Kohen Kosher is accepted or not. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph wants to tie in this machlekes to the previous Gemara if Rechashinu is Ilusa de Vedina or not. And the Gemara explains that the case of the Mishnah is Hachav Mayaskinon Kigayin Mechazkina Leibavua Dehai DeKayinu. We had a chazaka that the father of the one in question is a proper Kayin. V'nafak Olea Kala the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. And a Kohel went out on the son that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. V'achsine. And then we lowered him, meaning to say we had a suffix if he's a kohen kosher or not. V'aseirechot v'amr dekohenu that he's a kohen kosher. V'askinei, we said he's kosher based on the testimony of an eirechot. V'asu beitrei, and then two eidim came v'amr de ben grush ben chalutzahu. V'achsinei, now we have two eidim that say that he's a kohen posel. V'aseirechot v'amr dekohenu. And now another eirechot came and said that he's a kohen kosher. With the kuli alma mitzdar from the edos, we can mitzdar the first eirechot with the second eirechot. So we really have now a tray, two eidim saying he's a kohen kosher, and two eidim saying he's not a kohen kosher. V'hocha, and the machlekes is v'mechesh lizilusa develino kaliflegi. The machlekes is in gufa, and what the sugi before was discussing, if a choshesh lizilusa devedina bezin, it's a zilzul bezin to change their psak. Rabbi Loza Sava, Akiva Nachsine, since the Maisa they said that he's a kohen, we don't say that he's kosher. Chashinul zelusa deveidina, achayshul zelusa deveidina. And Rav Shmuel Liel Sava, Anan achsinei, we're the ones, Bezin is the ones that was married him. Anan maskinalei, we also could be malahim and say he's a kohen kosher. Ul zelusa deveidina lei chashina. And we're not chayshish for zelusa deveidina. Now the Rishonim explained, the Rishbam explains right away, what does it mean, mechazkinan lei, in this case, bavua dehai dekoinu, and it was nafik alea de ben grush ben chalutza, and we lowered him lekuna, it meant to say that we are a smesupik if he's a kohen kosher or not. We have to wait until we check it out, until we buy the kesadover. The Lashon Rishbam is mashma, that a koilet doesn't help to passel the kohen b'teres vadai, it's just that machmas, that there was a koil, we have to be boidik if he's a kohen kosher or not. And this is a maila b'kahuna. It's a chumrin in the hilchas of kahuna. So too, the Rishbam says later that if afterwards an eirecha comes and we're malim lekahuna, there's no zilus de veidina because that we're achsine is only because of a koil. So mele to be chayzer and be malim after we baidik, that's after we just said that he's in question. We have to be baidik him. That's not called a zilus de veidina to change the psak. Well, kaponis and vor that if an eirecha comes and say that he's a kohen, he's neman to mivatel the koil. Really, Taisa speaks out that the emes in Eid Echad is worse than a koil, because a koil passes from the kahuna, and Eid Echad does not pass from the kahuna. That the Eid Echad is nem and egged a koil is because it's nistayeya, it's aidea chazaka. But from the Rashbam, it's mashmi argues, the Rashbam says, vaskine, the mimokim koil have Eid Echad mehemon. And so too, the Rashbam in Dir Maschim and An Maskinen says, the askual p8 aid reshin shay nemon, the akati in iron, the koil of iron who. It's mashmi Eid Echad is taka stronger than a koil, Eid Echad is taka nemon, to say that he's a koin kosher. That the Tais is mechiach, that a koil is odd from an Eid Echad, because a koil passels, and Eid Echad doesn't passel, the sheet is a Rashbam that we just explained, it's not really a yechacha, because the Rashbam holds that a koil also doesn't passel, it's just a maila to the matzrich of bedika that ulai will be nizbar why the koil went out. So it's not clear that he's for sure that he's a kohen posel. The koil is not passeling him. The koil is just an alert. You have to now be by that can check him out and see if he's a kohen kosher or not. In the point of the Gemara when it says oseirechot v'amr the kohen who that he's a kohen vaskine, we were malah him and now we say that he's a kohen kosher. So all the rishonim ask l'chayr why you malim at pierechot? Why aren't you chayish lizilusa deveidina? Why does the Gemara only say the machlokes of chashinul zelusa deveidina after we already have a tray, and then the question is, now could we say ukmi achazaka b'machshim or not, even though there's a tray, uki tray l'hadi tray, and ukmi achazaka kas maisa da skual p'eid rishayn. Then the Gemara is a nida, and if chayishul is elusive to v'nida or not. But why, when it said originally that we chsine, why when it said over here, there's a kohen, eirecha comes and says, a kohen kosher, v'askine, and we say that he's a kohen kosher, why isn't that as elusive to v'nida? So here we find different malachim in the Rishayim.
The Rashbam says, Aloshin de Maidach Sinai, that we made him possible, Bishvil Koil Baalmuhu, was only Bishvil a Koil, Uchadir Lachzer la Haloisai Achashiv de Kuadovar Hairadnuhu. We only were married him and said that he's maybe not a Kain Kosher on hold, waiting to be Baidik as Hadover, and then afterwards be Mali him Le Kuhuna. So therefore, that's not a Zilusa de Vedina, because we really weren't saying a psak that he's puzzle, and then now we're going to go ahead and make him a kohen kosher. When we're married, I'll pay him later on in the hemshich of the case. So that is taka proper hayrada. That's saying that he's not a kohen kosher. Saying he's not a kohen kosher, and then afterwards changing the psak and saying that he's a kohen kosher, is now yes a kohen kosher. That is taka zilzul devei dina. But in the beginning, it wasn't materis psak din that he's puzzle. It's just a maila ba'alma to yimatzur chabedika, and that's bechlal not a zilusa Devei Dina. Rashi in Ksubas and Daf Chavav and Mabez says it differently. He says, Chashin al Zilus Devei Dina, Shairidu Shnei Pa'amim, Vahachshav Ya'alua. L'chair, it's Mavur in Rashi that the only time there's a Chisaron of Zilus Devei Dina is only if you married him Bez Pa'amim, twice, then already that's a Shtarka Zilus Devei Dina. But only once, it's Takanat of Zilus Devei Dina. Taisus argues in Rashi and says that now a sugets mashmal even b'chod a zimna is elusive de vedina. The chuiz is raiv because he said earlier it's anan achsine anan maskinale. That's only one time, and still the Gemara understood that it's maybe a nin of zelus de vedina. Also earlier by Menachem Reb Yosi, that's on daf lamed alef from the beis, that says im nisas leitseise. The chuiz it's only pam achas, and the chuiz over there it's also mashmal from the sugya that there is a nidain of zelus de vedina even though it's only one time. The MS, the Shittim Kubes and Ksubis says, that the Gabi the Psul Kuhuna le Hashinel Zelus Nevedina Bechada Zimna, and the Ein Lahoitzi Adam Cheskosim Shilzus Nevedina, which is Mashm is Loshin, that Dafka the Pasel from Kuhuna Rashi holds, they not Cheshish Zelus Nevedina, Mepa Machas. So, but the Indian Hoitzi Momino to be Matern Isid Rabbanon, we would be Cheshish Zelus Nevedina, even Mepa Machas, like the previous Sugya. So then Rashi is Takam Yushim from Tesis Kasha, that the only time that the Said of Rashi applies, that you're not choshev is elusive vedina if it's less than two times, is only legabi psul kahuna. But legabi mighty moment, legabi matter, different isra, avada, we would be choshev elusive vedina afilu bapam achas. The Chasam Sefer says in Rashi Shita that if you're ready, also maisa, like early we says, nisis al pio edim, then it's already v'pam achas, there's a chesaron of zilus ve'dina. Over here was not nasa maisa, they just passing that it's possible, then you take a need, beis pa'amim, in order to have a chesaron of zilus ve'dina. The Ritva says a different mahalach tansa, our original question of the Rishayim, how come there's no zilus ve'dina when we were just masik him, we made it, we mali him, al pi the eid echad, says the Ritva, the hocha leka zilusa kivin the kuli alma eid echad shemeid shu kain kosher adif mikola. Everybody is maskim that an eid echad that's made, that he's a kain kosher, is definitely better than a koil. That's much better than a koil. That's not called a zilusa. That means the whole idea of zilusa is only when Bezmelech has a suffix. But where it's clear that eid echad is being machshir, then avada, there's no shaila of zilusa. L'chair, it's geshmak with what the Ritva says early in the beginning of the sugya, that yechosh of zilusa neveidina is only a mokim. They have to be seiser the original din, machmas asafik. But when mokim, then it was nizbar, that the din arishin was bottled, but teras vadai, there's no cheshash of zilusa neveidina. So male, that's trying to Ritva over here also, that since the eid echad is mevatal the koil, and it's nizbar, that he's vadai a koin kosher, there's no cheshash of Zilusa de Vedina. The Ritva says this also in Ksubis, that Zilusa de Vedina um nesha seisrin dinam al hasafik uvaloy raya muvareres, with seisr a din al hasafik without a clear raya. But ahidim ikara dachzu v'hadrasku. The originally in the beginning of the case when they were lowered him inside the koil and then they were malah him based on the eid echad, that's leka zilusa, that's no zilusa de Vedina, because it's clear that based on a proper eid echad that says that he's kosher avada, that's the Torah's vada saying that he's kosher, this is bar, the original suffix. Rimegash also in the Shittim Kubet says the Ramaskal Mosif also understood says the same mahalach as this ritva. Taisvis in his second Torah says that Valeka Zilusa de Vedina Elehecha de Ridua de Edus. That's only if he became, or we assume that he's a Kohen Posel based on Edim. But when it's a hayrada, when it's just saying it's not kosher based on a koil, leka zilusa. There is no zilusa. It's not only al pi a koil. And Taisa, we can clarify what his kavana is. It's The mashmois is that it's not like the svar of the Rashbam that mitchilo you would do a mamish. It's only a maila ba'alma. It's mashmif that the kavan of tais is that zilusi the beidin is only the makim that originally paskin al pi edus, and afterwards it was hukchash the edus. Then it's zilusi the bezin that they were makabel edus mukreshes. But if they paskin based on the koil, it's not zilusif afterwards in this bar. The koil is not emes. In other words, it's mashmif tais is that it's not because it wasn't a psak. It was just a birr or a hayra to be baidik and check out to see if it's a kohen kosher. And then we change our pi'ed echad, then we don't say it's ilus in the Vedina the way the Rashbam explains it. It's mashma metaisus that even if it would be considered a psak, but a psak that's not mukhash, a psak based on the koil, it's not a zilusa to go ahead and change that psak and say that because it was bar later that the koil is not emes. When it's not a zilusa in the Vedina to say that something changed, it makes sense to say that you paskin that way based on a koil, and it makes sense to say taka, you change based on the manas leidachot. In summary, we have a few malachim in the Rishonim to understand why originally when we mala pi'ed echad, why it wasn't considered a zilusa in the Vedina. Either the mahalach of the Rashbam, that it was not ever a psak, it was only a hayroah to be baidik and to check out if the kain is a kain kosher. In such a case, no zilus de vedina, that's one malach. A second malach was Rashi and Subis, that you only have chshash and zilus de vedina when it's beis pa'amim. A third malach was the ritva, that that it chashin le'ilus vedina is only when you have to be soyser adin, machmas original suffix. But if you're not being soyser adin, over here, where it was Rikari Yachsua and then Hadar Askua Pied Echad, there's no Zilusa Bichlal because you're not being Saiser Adin. Hinechas Mavat Lakoil, it's a Biru Gomor, the Mafreya, that it was a Vade Koyen Kosher. It's not being Saiser Halacha, Saiser Psak, and that's not Zilusa Vidin and Bichlal. And Taisvis is Mashma, that it's because since we, even though we Paskin originally, but a Psak, Machmasa Koil, is not Zilusa to be Mishan. It's similar to Ritva, that it's only a Biru, that it's the Koil is not true. Let's return to the maskana of the way the Gemara understood what the case of the Mishnah is. That Lamaisa, there was two Eidim that said that he's a Kohen Kosher, and there are two Eidim that he's a Kohen Posel. So we have really Trey or Trey, and the halacha is that we're machshir him, unless there's a chashash of Zilusa de Vedina. Over here, the Rishonim also ask that if you Masalik the Eidus by saying it's a Trey, two against two, a Kamanda Leisa, so it should be Posel, Machmas, the original Koel, like what happened before the Eidim that came that were murdered him, the Mikahuna, and said he's a Kohen Posel. There was a Kohen Posel and two Eidim saying it's a Kohen Kosher. Originally, we married him Machmas the Koel, even though it was Cheskas Kashas the Kuhuna. So now that we have two against two, so let the two against two cancel each other out, and let us go back to the status of the Koel that was Mitzchila, and that Koel should be Machria and Posel, at least Misafik, that is maybe a Kohen Posel. The Shitim Kubesis, B'Shem Tosa Rosh, answers this Kasha and says, the Mikara Koedim Shaboa Eidim. Originally, before the Eidim came, Pasilnale, we passed an idea, a coil through a coil, the Fishalo Yadanu Mimi Yotza coil, because we did not know where this coil came from. But Avalkivan Shabo Eidim of Faslu, once Eidim came and passed him, Igloi Milsa Shehem Hoitziwa coil. It's Igloi Milsa, they're the ones who were mighty the coil. The Chivan Shabotle, do some this battle gamma coil. Once their Eidus is bottled because it's a tray, so the original coil is also bottled. And the Rama says the same thing in Ois Mem Dalit, Imishum Kola, Igloi Milsa, the Kola, Machmas Hani, Oirim, the Nofak. It's Igloi Milsa that the coil came out because of these two Eidim. They were the ones who are mighty the coil, the ones who are passeling. Mamela, since we have two Eidim that are Machshir, so it's tray, Utrei, two against two, if the coin is a coin kosher, or Kohen Posel, and the Lashon of the Rashbam is Uki Trey Levahadi Trey, and Uk Miachezok Kamaisa. We go back to the Cheskas Kashas Nekuhuna. So Mimela, the Kohen has a din of a Kohen Kosher. Rabbi Yoina answers, and Rabbi Yoina says that Alpha Gavdika called the Messiah Lahadi the Posel, even though there's a Kohel which is Messiah, the Eden that are Poseling. And Metchila Chashin Lechol, originally we were Chayshiv for the Koel, even though there's Chazaka de Avasei, but he's Dr. Ben Yoina, the Mimokim, Shiesh, Edom Lachshira, Eina Koel Messiah Lefoisloi. A Koel cannot be Messiah, the Edom to Pasel, the Leodiv Koel Rebeis Edom. A Koel is never stronger than two Edom. If two other Edom were come to Messiah, these two Edom that Pasel, we'd still be Machshir, because Trey can make a Trey. So what is a Koel that reminds him of two Edom? Avada Chazok is Misayel Eidus, even though Beis are not Misayel at all, because the Kayach Chazok is not Beteiras Eidus. But whenever you want to add beer, it doesn't help even a coil to mitzarev to the Eidim to be machria against the Eidim and the Machshir. It'll still remain a tray or tray. L'chayr the Sevara of Rabbeinu Yoina, like we said earlier, different previous shiur from Kiveg and the Shmaitza, the Bemokim tray a tray, no hechocho beer would help. Not a migu, not a roiv. Why? Because tray, two Eidim is the greatest hechocho, the greatest beer in that this is the emes. And if the only akosh of the two Eidim is another two Eidim. Once you have akosh of two Eidim, you can't be meisiv beer on either side. The reason why a chazok and kamaisa helps, because the Indian of chazok is not materis hechocha, it's exerts a kosov to be noyeg al pi the chazok. So over here also, we'll have trey a trey, and although the koil is taka yes misayeya to the Eidim that are poislim, but a koil is not going to be any more than a migu or a roiv or any other sort of beer that you're going to add to the Eidim, and it's not even, for sure, it's not better than Eidus, which is added to the Eidim, and trey is kameya. So you invite to have a trey utrey, and the din of a trey is that you go basa the chazok, not mitzad that the chazok is mevar against the Eidim, but the chazok, dan hoge is to go basa the chazok in Sveikis. The Rambam in Hilchos Issur Rabbia Perik Chof Alocha Tezayin says, "Bo eid echad v'achach heid, achikach v'heid shu kosher malnis lekunas." This case of our Mishnah, she says, "Achim mitznav leidrishin v'arishnayim eidim kosher v'shnayim eidim shu posel." You have two eidim that are made that is kosher and two eidim that are made that is posel. This is mamish the case of our Mishnah, and he adds these words: Yidchu elu ve'elu, yidcha koil shashnayim kameil, elu ve'elu yidcha koil shashnayim kameil, v'yishor koim mecheskas oviv. And the Taz and Ebenezer and Megimel Sivkon Ches explains that the Kavanas Rambam is like this far we just mentioned, that even if a koil is choshev like an Eid Shlishi, even if a koil is choshev like Edom, and even if a koil will be mitzarev to the Edom, but Trey is Kameah, and Trey is Kameah means that no matter what beer you add to the Edom, it's not any more than another pair of Edom being added to the beer of Edom, and again, then it's Trey Kameah and Trey against Trey, so you go Basa the Chazakah. In summary, we have two malachim to explain and to answer the Rishonim's kasha. Why don't you say that the koil that it was originally posel lekuna is mitzurif with the edim apoyslim? Either because, like the Teisa Rosh says in the Ramah, that the edim apoyslim are the ones that were mighty the koil. So there's no extra koil more than edim. And therefore, it's trey a trey and you go basa chazaka. Or like we're saying now from the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam, that even if the koil is yes misayeh for the Edom, and there's an additional, but it can't be an additional beer, because nothing could be a greater beer than Edus. And the Melo, it's again trey or trey, and you go baser chazaka. The Gemara explains and says that ananach sinei v'namaskinen le. We say trey against trey, and we put uki gavra a chazaka. The question over here is, what exactly is the chazaka to he is a koyin kosher? L'chayra, he doesn't have a cheskas kashas machmas atzmai, because the suffix was whether he's posel bishas the ledo, when he was a megrush bechlutzo, he was never a koyin kosher. So it's not he has a chazaka that he was a koyin kosher, and now we're coming to posel him. The nidin gufa is whether he ever was a koyin kosher or not. So here we find different mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain exactly what his chazaka was. The Rashbam says that the chazoke is a cheskas av. For uki gavra chazoke, the kashus kamaisa, dava muzeglon ba'avua de koinu. And Tais also says a losh nuki gavra cheskas avim shu koin. So the Rabban, the Ra'on, the Rashba, or in Ksubis also say that the chazoke in our sugi is the cheskas av. The achroinim have great difficulty with this. How does the cheskas av help for the son? Bishleima cheskas aim should be mahani leben of the chazok of the mother should help for the child, because the suffix is on the mother too if she's nifsal lakuna. And since the gabi the aim, it helps the chazok to machriya the suffix that she's not nifsala, so that chazok also helps the gabi the ben. But over here, now, sugi legabi the av, there's no suffix bechlal. Even if he was nos, even if he married a grusha bechalutza, but he himself does not become posel kahuna. The only suffix is on the ben if he's noiled from a grusha or not. And the ben will be posel if he's noiled from a grusha, and if he was not, he's kosher. But the av makes no nafkamin if he married a grusha, legabi his kashas the kahuna. So how's it shayak to be machshe the ben, aide cheskas ha'av? Rabbi Chanan, the Kavit Shurim, and Ois Kuf Lame Beis has a Kiddush Gadol, that it's Medini Ha'av, that the Benoi is Mesiyach, Yachis Achrov, and who can Moisai. V'im Nifsal es Ben, who is Shtanis Medin Ha'av. If you're going to passel the Ben, that's a Shtanis and Din Ha'av, or Mekmin Al Ava Chazok, Shtan Nishtan and Dinai. We Mukim the Av and Chazok, that his Din was not Nishtani, he's a Kohen Kosher, and the Mele, we have to say the Ben, also is a kohen kosher. It's a chiddush gadol lechayru. Where does this din come from? That medina yoav, that bnei is mesiachis achrav, and it's kemoisai. The Bay says, it's muchach from the fact that it helps a chazaka of the father for the child, and so too lechayrach. We're not saying it's cheskes aim, but a cheskes aim would be mahan labas that a chazaka helps the machria suffik legabi. Let's say the mother, that would help legabi the bas. And the way the Bukhan says it, that over here, the chazok of the av helps legabe the ben, even the mokim where the suffix is not on the av. And so too, let's say a cheskas aim with mehan labas, also where the suffix is not on the av. This, says Rabbi Chanan, is not like the Shev Shmaitzin, Shmaitzin Dalid, Perik Dalid, that understands Cheskas Eim, Mahani Labas, that since the Chazaka is Machria, the Suffik, the Gabi, the Eim, the Meila, the Bas, is Kosher. But it has to be that the Suffik is on the Eim. But Mokim, it's Ein Suffik on the Eim Atzma, then the Cheskas Eim won't be Mahani Labas. But I was saying, you see, not like that. You see that even though in the Father itself there is Takano Suffik, but Cheskas Av, that he's a Kohen, is Mahani Gam Leben. Again, it's shver, that's svara, why should the chazak of the av help for the ben when there's no suffik really on the av? The fika yam and simin yud gimelos yud dalid wants to understand the kavan of the Rashbam, that since it's trey a trey, we say dal edusun mehacha uche'il lo he'idu klum. Lemel it's nisha adin k'moishahaya betchila, sha'ben becheskas avim shu'ukayin. Again, it's shver to understand how does the chazak of the av help leben when there is no suffik in the av that the chazak has to paskin and say that he should be a kohen kosher? That how could that tell us now that the ben is a kohen kosher? The Rashbam also says later that hichsharnu etchila al pi echad koydim shabo erin. We originally were machshir him al pi echad before the erin came. Also in Dir Maschav Anan, the Rashbam says vukmi achazaki kamaisa dasku al pi eid rishon shayin neman dakati ein erin. We said that he's kosher based on the original Eid Echot. So that's why we could say now also that it remains kosher. The Rabbanik Subas asks that lo yischavrali ha'isvara, because since that chazaka was bo mikoyach edus shel edim, it's like edus, and there's no chazaka. He says, "Oh, do we also trev omri pleni kainu vaskine?" We say it's a kain kosher. We also trev achrin. Another two edim come and say lav kainu ben grushahu. Name are you going to say ukur gavi becheskas kain? It's the only chazkus that is a kain kosher is mipubaya danachsadi, and that's not a chazaka. The Rajman Dro and the Ritvo also has this kasha. It's not a chazaka. Chazaka that's bo mikoyach aid is not stronger than the aid itself. Also, the Rishayim asked that earlier in the sugit, say, Hadar Aisi Sadi, the Avasehi, Rav Nachman said, Ananach Sine, Anamaskinali, in the previous sugit. According to Rashi, why Misalkinali? Why don't we say that since originally Adam came and said that he was the first guy was already Huxik in the Karakal Pio Adam, even though now two Adam come, Makhishim, and it's a tray, we should say, Eh, Maitzim Yod, because he's a Muxik. Elamai, it's muchak that a chazakim machmas eidus is not stronger than the eidim themselves. So over here also, a chazakim machmas eidus is not stronger than the eidus themselves. The Rashbam and Ritva answer, and they say that over here we're speaking that mitchila, one of them was a muchzik, and the second one brought eidim, and it was shalav oisav. And they remind me the karka biyodah. And afterwards, when the first guy came and brought eidim, we don't say mukmina v'chesa sheni shuchzal pi eidim, because adrab the chesa rishon is adifa shuaya muchzik b'karka tchila. But the Rashbam says that originally the karka was not biyad echemem. The din was only called the alam gavar. Also, the Ritva asks, and the Ritva, then what is the Rav Ashi asks later in the sugya? Ma'ir yechad afilo trei nami. Pashas is kavan is to ask, why does it have to say originally an echad came to machsher, and afterwards two came to pasel, and then afterwards another eight came to machsher, and we metzarv the two eight echads that are machsher together, and we have a tray. It should have said in the case that metchilo bo shnayim lifsoil, and afterwards bo shnayim lahachsher. But according to the Rashi and the Rashbam, that are saying that the reason why we're machriya hechsher is because the erechad came to machsher originally. So in such a case, the kul yalma you're not malin lekuna and say that he's kain kosher because there's no chazaka kamais that we were malim up here the rishon. So you have to say that the kasha the gemara is that the gemara is asking the shenim are asking that should say ba'ifin that betchila bo erechad to be hechsher and after bo shnayim lifsel and after shnayim came la hechsher. But then Abizai, it's chamish edim, it's enough with four, you don't need five edim. So it's not mashma that the reason to be machshir is because you go with the original eid echad that was machshir. The Ritva says a third mahalach, that the reason why we makmin le the cheskes kashis is because there's a chazaka that the father was not oiver and he was not noisei a grusha or a chalutza.
The Ritva says it's also in Kedushin Asamech Vav. The Chazaka who the Avu Ali have a Nosiv Grusha Echalutza Lavral Divrei Torah of Elifsel Zaroi. He wouldn't have married a Grusha or Echalutza and Pasal his children. And it's mavur from this that the reason why we say that the child, the son, is a kain kasha is because of the cheskas tidkus of the av, the mistami did not do an iser. It's mavur from the Ritva that even a chazaka that comes from kaycha svara, like such a chazaka, the mistami was not even iser, would help in mokim trei utrei. In summary, we find three malchim in the Rishonim to explain why we say uki trei bahadi trei and uki gavra a chazaka, and we say that he's a kohen kosher. Either the Rishbam and Mashman Taisvis, because Cheskas Av Mahani Leben, or like the other Pshat in the Rishbam, that Hecharnua Tchila Al Pi Eid Echad Koidim Shabo Eirin, that is Machria, or like the Ritva says, because there's a Cheskas Tzadekus Tzidkus of the Av, that Mestami was not over in Isser. Taisvis in the Sugya asks that how can you say Uki Trei Bahadi Trei Uki Gavra Chazaka the Mursik Land of Kayin Hu? How could you go bust the Chazaka Vemokim Trei Trei? We see the exact opposite in the Sugya in Kedushin Nasamech Vav Med Aleph by Yani HaMelech, where it says over there Vayvukash Le Nimtza. We couldn't find out what the suffix is, and the Gemara questions Hey Chidami Ilemi the Trei Amri Shtaboy Trei Amalei Shtaboy. Two said that she was captured, and two said that she wasn't. Trei Trei Nenu My Chazad the Samchas Ahani Smaycha Ahani. Why were you saying on the two the apostles Shemcha and two that said that he's kosher? And the Gemara asks, "Why my leinimtza? V'hashta fektoisvis? My kaparach? What's the Gemara's kasha? Adraba, it's on the meimer uki trei v'hadi trei. Why didn't you say that the two eidim that said ishtaboy makrish the two that it said lo ishtaboy v'uki gavra chazoke? And we say that he's a kain kosher. V'uki yani aches gasimai the lo ishtaboy. So we should say that yani melech was kosher lekuna because his mother was not ishtaboy. The cheskas kasher should be machria v'mokim trei trei like we say in our sugya." There we go with the cheskas av that's mahani leben upir shasim mikuntres. Tosis brings Rashi that learns the cheskas aim loy mahani lahachshir es yanai. The chazaka of yanai the melech's mother did not help him machshir yanai. Lefisha ein edim boim livsel es aim lekuhuna. Edim are not coming to passel the mother lekuhuna el lahoid al yanai. The edim are coming to be made on yanai. That means shitas Rashi is. That the reason why we don't say uki trei bahadi trei v'uki yanai v'cheskas imoy that she was k'sher l'kuhuna is because the edim are not coming to be made on the imoy, only on imoy shel yanai, only on yanai, only on imoy shel yanai and not yanai himself. So you can't say that the chazaka should help for yanai. They're coming to be made for yanai, not for the aim. Rashi and Kedushin, as Maisman says, V'yamrit uki trev hadi trev uki itzach hezgasa. Hani mil, it's only havi I kamon. If she would be there, v'yisabal la'atira. But the Beno, that's noilid, has no cheskas kashrus. Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher, Shar Beis, Perek Beis, is Masbir, this Rashi, that since the chazaka is not also bir in the suffix, it's a din of anhaga. The cheskas kashrus is we don't know if the person is kosher lakuna or not. You go with the anhaga that told now was kosher remains kosher. So mokum, it's not negay ledina, you don't go basa chazaka. So over here, since it's not negay ledina, legabi the aim, she was not bala fanena to be mati her. So ain ma midino aim be cheskas kashrus, and mela, we can be machshir yane hamelech. Taisris asks, two kashas on Rashi. First of all, Misvari should say that a cheskas aim is mahanim liyanai. Because since the evsha that the mother should be ksheira if the ben is not kosher, so then if the mother is kosher, taket the ben should also be kosher. So why taket doesn't it help the chazokas aim la ben? Also, Tosfos asks that now sugits mevur that mukmin and gavra becheskas ovim shu koyin. That means that even though over here also the Edom are not coming to passel the father, they're coming to passel the ben, but it still helps the cheskas oviv is mahani leben. So then why by Yanei HaMelech don't we say that the cheskas imoy should help for Yanei HaMelech? Like Gabi, this second kasha, the Ramban in Kiddushin Afsam Bechvav says that Rashi really bavorned the kasha. And he said, because in our sugya, the time is not mishum cheskas oviv shu kain, but because mitchile halu lakuna pi eid hoed harishin, which is like the second pshat that we said earlier, that the reason why now sugya with machria, that the kain is a kain kasha, is because originally the eidech was male likuhuna, and that tells us that we don't deviate from that original psak. But it's still shver the other kasha. Why doesn't it help take cheskas imoy la ben? Taisin kedusha and ksubis of meisir to ask also that because there's a man da'amar in ksubis nafiyud gimel that says l'diriyah machshir bo machshir abita, meaning that a isha that was nisabra, she's pregnant, and we have a suffix if the boil was kosher lakuna or posel lakuna, since the isha atzma is ksher lakuna, because we maimed her becheskas kashris, so mela the daughter also is also ksher lakuna, even though the gabi the bas is no cheskas kashris, but cheskas aim is mahani labas. L'chayra l'firashi in Kedushin, over there it's speaking that the Isha itself is ba'al l'funeinu l'atira, and therefore we go ba'al to the chazaka l'hachshir Isha, and that chazaka helps l'hachshir bita. Mashenken over here, the aim yane didn't come to Bezdin, and therefore it's not a taina why we don't say that the chazaka the aim should help for the child. But Taisus is not nichalit and v'chalik like this, even though Yanai is not coming to Bezdin, but still Taisus' kasha is that we should say that we should be done v'kerech the cheskes ha'em, and we should be machshir the bas. Otherwise, from the that sugya, it's not a kasha taki, because that sugya, the divrei machshir v'machshir v'bita, is because we are being done on the mother, ishes ba'al lefaneinu. Therefore, it should be done on both. Over here, the chazok of Eim Yane doesn't help the Yane, because Eim Yane is not Bola Bezdin. So, L'chay Rashi is Gerech, that over here is different, but Taisvis is not Nichle Taisvis, held that it's exactly the same, and the chazok of Eim Yane should help for Yane HaMelech. L'chem the Shleiming, Subas and Afchov, Bezim and Bez, is Miyashu Shitas Rashi, and he says that Cheskas Eim is Mahani Labas, only when Mokim with the chazok is Machriya the Sufik with Teras Vadai. In every single suffix, when you have a chazaka, we say it's as if it was nizbar that that it's b'teres vadi, like the chazaka tells us. Whatever the chazaka tells us, that is the truth. Since I day the chazaka was nizbar that the aim was nivelo the kosher, so the chazaka helps the machshir the bas, even though the bas does not have a chazaka. But by trey in our sugya, it doesn't help the chazaka to mivar the suffix, because the chazaka cannot mivar anything in neged shnei edim. The whole gedder of going bas chazaka is that even though there's a suffix lefoneinu, we have to be noyeg kefi the chazaka, which is exeris hakosav, that even though it's not nizbar the suffix, you still go bas chazaka in such a oifen that the chazaka is not being mivar the suffix, but the chazaka is just telling us how to be misnaheg, how we should fear zech lemaisa. In such a case, says the Chem Shleimer, that a Cheskas aim is not Mahani Labas. Because only the Gabi, the aim herself, who has the Chazaka, we say when Noeg, as if the Suffolk was Hukhra, as if the Suffolk was decided, because the Chazaka tells us, Zaydaf and Firin. But the Gabi, the Bas, Shein La Chazaka, doesn't have a Chazaka, the Suffolk is still Kayim. The Mela Blai is Psulami Suffolk. And therefore, by the case of Yani HaMelech, since it was a Suffolk of Trey Utrey, it doesn't help a cheskas imoy, because again, the chazaka of aim, there's mahani labas, is only where the chazaka is mevarer the suffix. And it says b'teres vadin, like the chazaka says, so then that's mevarer the metzias advarim, and that helps also to machshir the bas. But where it's not mevarer the metzias advarim, it only tells us, this is the anhaga in sveikas, so whoever has that chazaka has that anhaga, but the bas doesn't have that anhaga, does not have that hachra to say that is kshera. In Shita Satoisvis, you could say that Toisvis disagrees bi yisoid and holds that even though it's a chazaka that only tells us this is the anhaga in Sveikas, but just like the anhaga applies to the mother, it also applies to the bas, and therefore Toisvis asks that cheskas aim should be mahani labas. Or you can say that Toisvis is maida bi yisoid, that chazaka is taka not machriya the suffix, it's only anhaga, and in such a case we don't say cheskas aim mahani labas. But maybe Toisvis argues and he holds that even by trey or trey, the chazaka is taka machriya the suffix. That means he would understand that the gather of the din of trey or trey, the mandama sveka drabam, you go basa chazaka, is that trey or trey is commanda less new dummy. It cancels each other out, as if there are no edim bechlal. And the mela, the chazaka, is mevar, taka, that the metzias is, that she was a kohen kosher, and just like we mevar this metzius legabi the aim, it'll help legabi the bas. And then you would come out that Rashi would have to hold faker from Taisvis, and the machlekes would be in this gufa. Rashi would hold that trey is commanded is nu dummy. It means that's still a suffix be'etzem, and the chazaka cannot be machriya neged the edim. But since the suffix lefaneinu, it's exeris a kosher to be noy kefi the chazaka, even though the suffix was not hukhra. And the mela, the way the Chem Shleim explains Rashi. But since the only reason why we're going basa chazaka is because it's on hug and sveikas, you only say that to the one who has the chazaka. That's the aim. But the bas, who does not have a chazaka, you don't say that the go basa chazaka, and that's what it means, Rashi Shita, that cheskas aim is lay mahani lebas.
Rikki Veger and Shuvis and Chedik Beisim and Kufir Aleph is Matmiya. Why did Taisis ask only the Madomar Cheskas Aim Mahani Labas? Lachari should have asked, even if Madomar holds Cheskas Aim is Loimani Labas, that's only in the Eifen that the suffix is in the Bas, is not a Tetzah from the suffix and the Aim. Each one has its independent suffix. For example, a suffix Shema Nivel L'Apostolo. There's a suffix if Shivi had a beer with a Apostol L'Kayin, Apostol L'Kuhuna, and a male L'Isha's Psul L'Kuhuna because of the Be'ilas Psul, because of the Be'a Psula. And the Bas will be Psul L'Kuhuna Mnesha Via Apostol. So there, there's Machlaikis if you say that since the Chazok is Machriya, the Gabi the Aim, and she was Nivel L'Kosher, so it's Mahani the Chazok and the Gabi the Bas to say that the Via the father was Kosher. But by Yanai, the whole suffix, the pasal Yanai, is only a tzitzah from the psul of the mother. There's no suffix who the aviv of Yanai was. The aviv of Yanai was zichah kain kosher. The suffix is if the ima shal Yanai was nivsala or not. And Mamela all bane as psulim because they were nailed them isha psula. So Mamela, the whole suffix is one and the same, both the gabi the aim and the gabi the bas, was she nivala the pasala. In such a case, times we can make it al kuli alma avada mitchil yesh lod nal imay, and once you be machria, aide the chazaka that the imay is kshero, all the manez ksherim. So Kivega blinds by a kasha, why twice the shtel the vek is kasha, only the mandomar cheskas aim is mahani lebas. Even according to the mandomar that cheskas aim is loy mahani lebas, that's only when we're dealing with two separate sfakas. A suffik legabi the isha, she's temenival apostle, and a suffik legabi the vlad, who the avia was, who the father, her father was. But then we can have a machloikis in the chazak, the gabi the aim is machri, the gabi the vlad, cheskas aim mahani labas, or cheskas aim lay mahani labas. But in our Gemara, where we're talking about this one and the same suffix, if she was nivel al apostle, there's no shaila navia, so avada the achra, the gabi the mother, should avada be achra, the gabi the vlad, and avada should say the chazak of the aim should help for yana. So Tosha should ask the more direct kasha. Now, Be'emes, there's a Nochem as a shtickle in Ois Kuflam and Gimel that he says that he could have asked. And Rashi, two kashas. First of all, that the aim is ksheir, male of the ben is kosher, because the din of the ben is a tzitzah from the aim, that's really Rukvega's svara. And there's another kasha that could be asked in Rashi, that since the chazok is mahani to machriya the suffer, the gabi the aim, so it should be machriya also, and the gabi the vlad. So the first kasha, which is really Kivega's kasha, really Rashi answered in Kiddushin, that since the aim is not lefanenu, so there's no psak din that the aim is ksheira. Merely, can be machshir the bas, mikayach that svara. And Taisvis, his whole kasha of Nochem wants to tain is only the second kasha. Then the mandomer the cheskas aim is mahani labas. Since the chazaka helps the machriya the suffer the gabe the aim, it should help also the gabe the bas. Even though we're not being done right now on the aim, and there's no psak din on the aim that she's kshera, but we could be done on the vlad itself that should be kosher be koyach the cheskas aim. The male Taisvis only asks the mandomer the cheskas aim is mahani labas, and with this he wants a miyasha kivegas kasha because really there were two inyanim. One is where the nidin is on the aim, and if the aim is ksher, and male ben is kosher, that was never Taisus kasher. The nidin is not in the aim. Taisus was maskim to Rashi that the aim is not lefanein. There's no psak din on the mother that should help the male legabi the vlad. But Taisus kasher was only that the second kasher that the cheskas aim is mine lebas means that once the chazak is machriya suffered the gabi the aim, so it should help the gabi the bas. That's only mandomer that holds cheskas aim mahani lebas. And even though we're not being done on the aim lefanein, when there's no psak din on the aim, but there's a chazak, there is a chazak. And that Taisus is asking that even the mandomer cheskas aim mahani labas, even though we're not being done on Yane's mother, it should still help to machri the suffer the gabi the bas. And again, we have to answer like the Chaim Lishleima says the mokum trey it doesn't help a cheskas aim to machri the suffer the gabi the bas because the whole yisoid of chazaka is only that we're misnaig lefida chazaka, but there's still a suffix. And that's Mavur and Rashi, that if the mother would be lefanenu, it would help cheskas aim machshe yanai, taka would be, the way Nachman is explaining, would be not machmas the svar of cheskas aim mahani labas, because the way Chaim Shleim explained, it's not shayach, the makom trey, that a cheskas aim should be mahani labas. It's only machmas the first svar, that once it will taka paskin legabi the mother, and once he passes legabi the mother, the male, the ben is kosher, because the ben is a tzitzah, midin hoem. Al kolpanim, shitas Rashi is that in our sugya, cheskas av mahani le ben, and over there cheskas aim is not going to be mahani lebas because we're not being done on the aim, we're being done on yanai. And mele, since we're being done on yanai, that we explain from the Chem Shleima, the whole inyan of chazaka remokim trey is only an anhaga to fear zich that it was kosher till now remains kosher. That anhaga is only on the one who actually has the chazaka, and the chazaka is only on the mother, so the mother would be kosher, but it wouldn't be a din legabe the bas, the guy would have in that case, the case Yani Amelech.
Shitas HaTosfos argues on Rashi. And Tosfos says, V'nir l'ri the high time u'shem t'chol trey u'trey av'i sveke d'rabbonon. Tosfos says that every single trey u'trey is a sveke d'rabbonon, and the aim also is a sveke d'rabbonon. And therefore the Gemara asks, over there, smaych ha'ani, that mid'raisa really u'k'trey v'adi trey v'uk'i yitzah v'chazoka. But mid'rabbonon, the Gemara is asking, should we should passel her? And over here in our sugi, why do we say that it's kosher? Because with chazok tosfos linyan chumah derabbanan hekilu over here, legabe chumah derabbanan, they will make a lahatiroi bo betray utray timatir with tray utray lukmiya chazoke and timukim on chazoke. That means shitza tosfos is that our sugi is talking about only chumah derabbanan. Rabbi Yoino and the Rajbo also say that our sugi is talking about chumah derabbanan. And over in our sugi, they will makel to go basa chazoke. But over there, they will not makel means midrabbanan, means on the derisa level of out of the chazoke. Of the aim would help Liyane HaMelech. That, not like Rashi's Rashi. But the reason why the Gemara is not going with that Chazok is because it's talking about Midin Dina Drabanon. Why now, Sugi, don't we say we're Machmir Midin Drabanon, the Teretz is? Because now, Sugi, we're talking about Chumah Drabanon, therefore they were Mekel. But the Rashbam in our Sugi says, Ein Ma'al Likuhuna Lahakzik Odin Bikoyin Lechel Betchumah Velavid Avoida, the Rashbam says, which is Mashma that we're talking about even Legabi Avoida with Migdosh. And Yani in the Sugin Kedushin also, Rashi says, Gabi Yani HaMelech, the Shaykh Lukma, Chazok, Betrei, Atrei, even though over there we're talking about Linyan Avoida. L'chayra, that's anyway Shmer and Rashi, because Trei, Atrei, L'chol Poch, is Midrabbanan, you don't go Basa Chazok. So what's Pshat now, Sugi, you go Basa Chazok. And the Ritva Taka says, B'shem the Ra'o, that the Chama Machmer and Trei, Atrei, not to go Basa Chazok, is only the Gabi Dovish of Erev. Maybe others assume they were not Machmer. So maybe you could say that in our Sugi we're talking about, even though we're talking about the Avodah and Truma de Raisa, maybe they were not Machmer in other Isurim because it's not a Dover Shebeerva. The Ranik Subas Daf Chavov says also it's Yitochin that only the Gabi Avodah Yechmir Chachomim. So the Gabi Yani HaMelech, that's why we're not Mukum Mecheses Kashas. But the Gabi Truma, even the Truma de Raisa, maybe they were not Machmer. So maybe it makes sense to say that in our Sugi you can go Basar Chazoka. The Avnei Miluim in Simon Gimel Sivkot and Ches wants the Miyashiv. With that we proves from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Hey that by two chazakas we do go basa chazaka even in a trey or trey. So it says the Avnei Miluim over here we have two chazakas. We have the cheskas avasa and the chazak also shalu al pi ha'ed harishin like the Rashbam says. And Mele, in the case where there's two chazakas, there's no problem going basa chazaka filu mokim trey or trey. Remembers with this is Miyushiv the Rambam in Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Chof Halacha Tezayin and the Psak in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simon Samach Zayin where they bring our sugya when there's a trey or trey if it's a koyin kosher or a koyin posel they say we go basa the cheskas avaso and the koyin has a din as a koyin kosher and over there in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch they're not maske they don't say you speak ma'adavka truma drabanan so the Bach says that the Rambam argues in Tosfos and holds that even by truma de raisa we'll go basa the chazaka. The Beis Shmuel and the Taz say that the Rambam is going only in Chumah Drabanan. But like Avnei Miluim, we could say it's talking about Chumah Deraisa, but the reason why we go Basa Chazok is because over here there are two Chazokas. The Chazok Cheskas Avasa, the Chazok of the father being a Kohen Kosher, the son is also a Kohen Kosher, and the Chazok that they were Male, this Kohen Alpi Ha'ed Harishai. And in Mele, even in a Chazok, in a Chumah Deraisa, we go Basa Chazok and say that he's able to eat without a problem. Now, the Rambam is Miyushiv, you don't have to say that it's Toma Dafka Truma Drabona. Al Koponim, back to Shitza Toysvis, our Sugi is going only the Mandomar that Trey Trey is a Sveke Drabonon, and they were Makel in Truma Drabonon. But the Mandomar is Sveke Deraisa, you can't be Maimed Achazoka, because with Deraisa, Loy Mukminen Achazoka. The Ritvon Kedushin Asamachvav says that even by Trey Trey Sveke Deraisa, but the Gabi Truma Drabonon, they were Makel, and the Mukminen Achazoka. And the Ran also in Ksubis Naf Chavav says, Yavi Seiko de Raisa, Kloimim de Raisa, Leamina Betrei, Trei Uki Milchaz HaZaka, but Hoch Al Korchim Betrei, Trei Rabbanan Askinon. These Rishayinim, you see that even if we'd go like the Madama, Trei, Trei, Seiko de Raisa, but still in a Trumad Rabbanan, it's Mukminan HaZaka. In and itself, we have to think for a moment why do you need Chazaka if it's only a Safik de Rabbanan? L'cher B'lav Hoch, you say Seiko de Rabbanan Lekulo. R'bachon is Ma'er this in Kavit Shur Miksubis Ois Ayin Aleph. In the next sugya, at the bottom of the Omer, Ahud Omer Lechavre, my boys, Bahai Ara, what are you doing in my land? Omer Le, Minoch Zevinta, I bought it from you. Vaho, Shtar, here is a Shtar. We go to Lama Beis, Lama Beis at the top. Omer Le, the Ma'ara says, Shtar Zayfuhu, the Shtar is Mezuyif. The Machzik is Gochin, bends down, Lochish Le, the Rabbah, he tells Rabbah, in its true Shtar Zayfuhu, it's Taka Shtar Mezuyif.
Miushtara mal yahavli, but I had a good star, a proper star, v'irchis, and I lost it. V'amin, I said to myself, in kit haibi odoi koldu, I should at least take this star, even though it's a star mezuyev. Omar Rabba Mali Vishakir. The Mahzik is Nemon, he has a Migu. Iboy Omar, if he wanted, he could have tied it. Shtar Malyu, it's a good star, and he would have been Zeicha Bitanosoi, that he has a star which shows that he was Lekeach the Karka. Omle of Yosef, Yosef says back, Amaiko Samchas Haishtar, you want to be Samech on this star? Haishtar Chaspa Ba'almu. This star is a Chaspa Ba'almu. He himself was Maida that the star is Mezuyev. The Reshbam in the Sugya brings Rabbeinu Hananel, that when the machzik tainish in shtar zayfu, it doesn't mean that it's a real shtar mezuyif. Lav shtar zayfu mamish. Ela kemoy shtar zayfu. It's like a shtar zayfu. Shloi nichtal mechira zu wasn't written on this mechira or mainia. What is that? That's a shtar amona. Du botel shtar amona is a shtar that's written with an intent of maybe taka making a sale or making a loan, but it wasn't actualized. That's really bottled. The love, the oedip tanosi tevei, the shtar zayfu, love kol kemine. Shari eid makirin chasim esidem. He would have had a kosher shtar. Therefore, Rabbi says, he has a migu to say, shtara mal yahavi. The Rif also says that, kumefoshi rabbanon, that this shtara zayfu is not loved, it's yurei tzair. Not it's mamish a shtar mezuyif, that he just reforged it. El gigon shtar amona. The boy lemem shtar mal yahavi motzi omar. If he wanted to, he could have passed this shtar as a kosher shtar. Umotzi lekiyume bebezdin. And he could have been mekayim the shtar. Bezdin umashum hochi mukmin an arabi yode. And therefore, he is zeich b'din according to Rabba. Avol shtar de zeifa b'tziyura. Afilu Rabba moide de chasva ba'almahu. If it would be a really a shtar mezuyif, just forged, even Rabba would agree it's a chasva ba'almah. V'le amrina be mali the shakir. And we would not say that he has a migu to be nemon. Later, the Rashbam brings another pshat that afilu b'shtar zayfa kain she'edim sevurim shuchasimas yodam. Even in a case of a real shtar zayfa, Rabbo said his halacha that he has a ma li l'shaker because he could have got away with it because sevurim the edim thought would think that chasimas yodam it's their signatures and mekayim es hashtar v'lekach motzi lekayim es hashtar v'leim hashtar malyuhu. And or the Rashbam says the kaima could have mekayim beedim shkarim edim that are saying false edus shechasmu loy. But Rashbam ends and says, "Varishin ikr." In the beer of the Shitas Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif, that the Rabba's din of Mali L'Shaker is only when it's a shtar aman and not a real shtar mezuyif. The Meiri explains, "Mneisha kol kayetze by misyariu shem yedaktiku bezni b'ksiva ayde tanosi shel ze." The Marzik is worried that maybe the Marakama will insist that it's a shtar mezuyif, and the Bezdin will go ahead and be medaktik in the ksivas a shtar, or yachzer achar eden, or they'll try to find the eden of yizbar lehem ha'inyan, and it'll become clear to them the whole story. Ve'ein kad mali l'shaker, and therefore he does not have a proper migu because he could not have remained with the taina that this shtar is a shtar malya, because since be'etzim a shtar mezuyif, he's afraid to say that it's a shtar kosher, and therefore there's no real migu. That's the havana in Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rama in Ois Mem Zayin is mevarit the Shita Rabbeinu Hananel on the Rif, and he says as follows: Afilu heichad yochel kiyume bebezin. Even if it's possible, mekayim bezin le arminah mali l'shaker. Why not? The chishayach mali l'shaker heichad ikal amemer the kushta katoin v'leim l'shaker. We only say mali l'shaker if you could say that he's saying the truth and he's not actually lying. Av b'shtar this bar the shiker morei, but a star that's really a sheker that's not true v'zayfin was forged ki heichad lehemne my mali l'shaker ikal. How could you say a mali l'shaker hanan sadi the sheker? And he says also va'oid im kem matzino choyter. And he says, not better than the Gemara Neil Naris that says, Hashtar Rea Shtar, which is not a kosher shtar, you can't collect with it. The Kiva the Mahadra has a Yufay Zayef, he goes to try to Mazayef it, he's trying to forge it, then we can't trust him at all. Kolchkin over here, that if he's Tarach and Zayef, a shtar, then you want to believe him now? Kolchkin the Mazuyev Tanose Lehemune. For sure, his Taina is Mazuyev. Sounds like from the Rima that it's not because Besvara, he doesn't have a Mali L'Shaker, he wouldn't have tainted that the Shtar is kosher if the Shtar is a real Shtar Mezuyif. But Be'etzem, a Shtar which is Mezuyif does not have a din of Mali L'Shaker, and even Rabbi will be Maidi, you can't be Maitzi Mum, and you can't be Maitzi in the Karka with such a taina. The Rosh asks in Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rif, that a Shtar Amona is possible, Kamoy Shtar Mezuyif. The shtar mana is the same psul like a shtar mezuyif. It's mashma that he understood, like the Ramah, that Rabbeinu Chananel was not saying that in the shtar mezuyif there's no migu. A shtar mezuyif taka has a migu, but a shtar mezuyif is psul. You can't be zeichem mikaych a shtar mezuyif. And therefore the Rosh asks that what's the difference between a shtar mana and a shtar that's really mezuyif? L'chayr, both of them are psul. The Loshna Rif is also Meira like the Havana of the Ramah. He says, "Bishtar mezuif hafilu Rabba Meira, and a shtar that's mezuif, even Rabba would agree, the chasba ba'almu, it's a chasba ba'almu, v'le'amrina bay mali l'shaker." Something which is a chasba ba'almu, b'chlal, you're not going to say a mali l'shaker. Be'emes, there's a Rabban later in the sugya that says that if you Meira the shtar is mezuif, Bezin is not nizkokin l'kayim the chasimus. And a male is no migu. In the shtar amana, Bezin is yes, neskok in the chayim chasimus, the mekayim the signatures, because he was not moida that etzim chasimus on mezuyefes. And the ktsois in Simon Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkot Nyud Gimel says that according to the Shitz Ramban, if Bezin was taka over and mekayim the shtar, then you taka nem beteras migu, even in the case of shtar mezuyef, which you're not mekayim the chasimus. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Milvo Loivos in Perik Yudalet Alocha Vav says Vakert that even if it's Neskayim, it's not Nemon. But Al Kopanu L'Divrei Rabban, we can understand the Shitz Arach that Davka B'Shtar Amona you have a Migu, because otherwise in a Shtar Mezuyif Bezit is not Nizkok in the Kayim as a Shtar. The Rishbam also explains that over here Ruchiz the Tainis that you can't go ahead and believe when it's Mali the Shaker, because it's not Daimit to any other Mali the Shaker. Over here, it's a Mali the Shaker, Vimokim Edim. And therefore, since he's Maida, the original Shtar is Mezuyif, so we can't say that he's believed now to say that I have a different Shtar based on the fact that I could have been quiet and kept my first Shtar. And the Lashon of the Rishbam is that High Shtar is Chasub Almi, is Oidi. He was Maida to Shtar, it's a Chasub Almi. Like Domin the Shar Mali, the Shak Shabi Gemara, Shtea Tainis, Yecholas, Lias Emes, both Tainis can be true. Oysa Shu Tain, the one he Tainis, Voice Shu Yochel Tain, Voloi Tain. And then we say Amigo, but over here, it's daima to amali l'shak b'mokam edim, because the whole koyach and chazok he has in the carcass, I day this shtar. How can you say mali shtaker in a shtar if he wants to say, he could have said shtar malyahu, but he's moida, the shtar is puzzle, and doras badin is kam edim dami. L'chayra, this Rashbam in the bir in Avona of Rav Yosef that says, amai samachsa ishtar, ishtar chas b'almuhu, is ton bir rav. And the Ramban brings the Rashbam and he says, ve'eni maven dvarov, because l'chayra, what's the difference between this and every migu? Every single migu also, the taina that he could have taina is not the truth. It wants you to believe that this taina is true based on what he could have taina. If you're going to look at the taina that he could have taina, you would say that how could you have a migu? He doesn't have a taina's emes. But he just could have taina that. Over here also, it's true that the shtar that he first presented is mezuyif, and you can't be natseach this the entire with that shtar, but that's his migu. I could have claim that that shtar is a shtar kosher. And Achanami, I'm saying the truth, that shtar is a shtar mezuyif, and the shtar, I have a different shtar, and I lost the shtar. So why should this be considered a mali l'shaker b'mokim edim? The Nemuki Yosef writes, v'kosa v'rav v'bin Shmuel, the high migu l'dom l'migu d'alma, the hosam shtei atayinus efshiyu emes, avakan dom l'migu mokim edim. He brings the Rashbam that it's also like a migu mokim edim. Why? Because since he was made that the original shtar is a shtar mezuyif. So the Mukhi Yosef understood in the Kavanas of Rashbam that since he was moida, the Taino Rishayna is not true, it's as if Edom came and was makhish the Taino Rishayna. And then you're not anymore Neman to go ahead and say a Taino Shnir because the Migu is bottle. Because there was a Dos Baldin, Edom told me that it was the first star wasn't a good star. And that's what the Rashbam meant when the Rashbam says, Vilu Bosh Ne Edom Shomushu Puzzle Lekha Mali Lashaker. This is also a Tzorach Bir. Why does the Rashbam say it's a Mokim Edom? L'chayr, the time that you're tining now, that I had a shtar and I lost it, is not k'neged edim. The fact that you could have tined that the shtar that I first presented is still kosher, that was mukhish ayideh ados baldin, but that's not what migum mokim edim normally means. Migum mokim edim normally means what you're tining now is k'neged edim. And even though you have an amonis of a migu does not have the power to be believed k'neged edim. Loshna Ritva also says Vyesh Mefarshin of Yosef Savar Kim Nizbar Lanu Shaisa Taina Shayoch Litin His Sheker Gomor Kim Goin Zush Nizbar Lanu Shashtar Mezuyif, the first star is Mezuyif. Vesheker, says the Ritva, Ein Lanu Liv Nois Olav Migu. You can't build a Migu on a Sheker. You only say a Migu if the Taina is not Muvo Eresh Naminu Bo. Vitech Taina Acheret Shayoch Litin Vlein Nizbar Boshum Sheker. It's only if we don't know that the Taina that you could have Taina is Sheker. If the Taina that you could have Taina is clearly not true, so then you don't have a proper migu. The Chasam Sefer brings an Agoyis Maimonis in Hilchas Milvo Loiv Perik Yidalet Ois Mem that he brings the Rishbam the Lekel Meim and Hemni Mamigu because it's Dami Lamigu Mokem Edim Doi Das Bal Din Kem Edim, and then he adds these words Vim Taim and Hemni Mamai Dekomish Shtar Mal Yehavali Virchis Mamigu, believing that he has another star and he lost it with Amigu, he could have stayed with his first Taina that the star was kosher. Yeshloim Ra Kivin Shemetchil Leiboel Mikoyach Zeh Shtar, since originally it comes Mikoyach the star that he admits later was Mezuyev V'yata Choyze V'ayim Mezayifu, then his Choyze changes his mind and says that it's Mezuyev V'roitz Lovim Mikoyach Shtarach, and he wants to come and be Menatzeach Mikoyach that he has a different star, says that Goyis Maimonis Havalei Ketoyen V'Choyze V'Toyen. It's as if he's made one Taina and now he's being Choyzer and Taina is a different Taina. Says the Chasam Sofer that is Mavur from the Agoyis Maimonis that he's Mitzarv the Rashbam with, we'll see, the second shot of the Re in Tosfos, that the Tam, why he's not Neman according to Avchizda, is because he's Chayzer V'Toyin. And the Chasam Sefer explains that he's Ketoyin V'Chayzer V'Toyin V'Ptur L'Ptur, from one time that would Patrim to another time that would Patrim, and as if Edom came in between where he's not Mammon. If he would have originally tainted Hashtara, and afterwards Edom would have said that the Shtar is Mezuyev, he can't go ahead and taina later that Shtar Acher Hoyle had a different Shtar. So here also, since he said in Shtar Zayfu, it's like as if Edom came and said that the first Shtar is Mezuyev, and that he's not Nema to be Choyzev Etoyen, to be Soyser Dvarav HaRishoynim, even Miptur Liptur. But Lamaisa, we have to, the Rashbam is not mashmah that's mitoyin, it's v'choyz v'toyin, the Rashbam is mashmah that's begeder amigo mokem edim. And like we asked, why is it amigo mokem edim? The second taina is not being mukhish from his idolos baldin. It's only that his original taina, what he could have tainted, is mukhish from the idolos baldin. Rabbi Chanan brings a gewaldig hakir, which is yidu in Shas, in what the Havana of Migu is. And with this, he wants to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. He brings a ran in Perek Oimer and Mesech Kiddushin that asks Akasha, why isn't the father believed to say that his daughter was captured in Shvuya and she's Tehoira? With Amigo, he could have said that Kidashtia Vigerashtia. He could have said, believing that he's that the daughter is a Shvuya and she's not Kosheira, because he could have said he married her off and he divorced her and he's believed that he's Pasazuli Kuhuna. And the ran says he's not believed because Amigo Lechatzi Taina Leyaminon. He brings another teretz that kivin shemina ter la'av chiddushu, since the whole nemanus of a father to say his daughter is married is a chiddush, dayenu it's enough shnamina ba'isa taina atzman, the taina itself that his daughter is married. Aval ein oimrin, even to say that she's divorced, if it was biyode, aval ein oimrin migu machemosa, you're not going to say a migu because of that nemanus, the ein lecha boy el chiddusha. So Rabbi Chanan asks that lechur, the svar of a migu is that I'm neman because of mali l'shaker. If I wanted to lie, I could have said a different taina. La'maisa, the father is believed to say kidashtia v'geirashtia, and he could pass the lakuna. So if he really wanted to pass the lakuna, he could have said that taina. What the difference does it make that that itself is a chiddush that the father has an emanus? La'maisa, he does. And if he does have an emanus, why isn't he believed now to say shvuya with a migu that he could have said kidashtia v'geirashtia? L'chur, he still have the svara of mali l'shaker. Says Rabbi Chanan that we can explain migu in two eifanim. Either Migu is Anan Sadi that he's saying the truth because of Mali Lashaka, why should he lie? If he could have tined a different tiny, which is better than this tiny, would have been Neman, so now believe him with the tiny that he really is tining. But feed that time, the Ran is just explaining that it's a Migu Lachatzi Taina, and there's no Echocha, this Taina is Emes. That's why he's not believed. But there's another way to understand the Migu, that it's not Mitam Anan Sadi, it's a Din Neamonis. And the Olam HaYeshiva is this is referred to as Koyach HaTaina, not Biru. The first way is understood as Biru, it's a clarity that he's saying the truth. And the second way to understand it is a Koyach HaTaina, that the Koyach HaNeamonis that he has and the other Taina that he could have Tainted, he has in the Taina that he's Taining now. And if that's the case of Migu, so it's not a nafkamina, if it's a chatzi taina, he still has a keach neamonis, at least in a chatzi taina. And therefore, the Ram was machadish that since the neamonis of a father to say, kidashtia v'gerashtia is a chidish, ein l'chobay l'chidusha, and you're not neman in that taina itself, only that taina itself, and not a taina acheres machamosa. Zok Jobal Chanan, that lefi zeh, we can explain also the shita of Rav Yosef in our sugya. We could say what the Rishbam meant to explain, that if we say shtar mal yahavli zeicha b'koyach edim, and now that he says that we know that shtar is a shtar zeifa, but he wants a taina, a different taina, that shtar mal yahavli, I have a different shtar which is kosher of irchis and I lost it. With what nemanah should he have to say that he has a different shtar and he lost it? That he mimigu, that he could have tainted the first taina, that the shtar zeifa. If you understand, migu is a koyach taina, so we have to have a nemanah in that taina. If there's no koyach and nemanah in that taina, that which he could have tainted, because it's as if there's a edim that are telling us that shtar is mezuyif because he is a dos baldin. So mimeli, he doesn't have a migu. If migu is mikoyach a birr of Mali the Shaker, a non-sadi, why would he lie? So there's no nafkamina if the first taina is bottled, because if Aden would come and say that the shtar is shtar mezuyif. But if the yisayid of migu is that he could have had the koyach of the first taina, that he could have tainted, so since the maisa Aden come and say that it is a shtar mezuyif, the doas baldin, so he doesn't have the koyach and emanus of that taina, and Mela, that would be shot in Rav Yosef. That he doesn't, it's a migo mokim edim. What the Rishbam meant is because he doesn't have that koyach hataina. Now, be'emes, according to Abuchan, we still have to understand it. Every migo is like that. Every migo you made it at the first time, that the other tiny which you could have tainted is not true. So, l'chayr, you never should have a migo if you go with migo is a koyach hataina. But Rav Shimon Shkof and Simon Yud Ches is mechal between this migu and every other migu. That's only where the koyach migu is in machmas shtar or an edim, like in our case, mikoyach that it could have said it's a kosher shtar, and I would have been atzeach without admitting that it's a shtar mezuyif. Over there we say that if you're maida that the shtar is not emes, it's nizbatel that taina, and you mail the koyach migu is bottle also. But if the koyach migu is only machmas a taina, that it could have said a different taina, so even if you maida that that's not the truth, it's not nizbatel that koyach migu. We still have a koyach taina, because you could have taina that taina. If the taina is based on a emes of a shtar or edus, if that's bottle, so there is no koyach taina. But if the migu is based, the koyach taina is based on what you could have tainted, so there is, and then a vada, you do have a migu. But this is all in the side of migu is a keicha taina. If migu is a mal of the shakir, it says no nafkamina. You say that then migu is not the yezeicha in keicha taina, it's just that it's a beer that you're saying the truth. So then a vada is no nafkamina between this migu and any other migu. A second way to explain the shita of the words of the Rashbam is a rosh. The Rosh of Simon Yed Beis brings the Rashbam, and he says that when the Rashbam says that it's a migu mokim edim, the Rashbam means as follows. He says the first taina is nisbatla by the osai kilo edim evatan oisa, and he says v'domi luvdil de la'el zayim shalav oisav the loim hemet loim may not believe to say shalav oisav b'migu di boyom inoch zavante v'achal tshne chazoka kiven de ikal idach edim shoyse shalav oisav. It's as if the other side has edim to contradict you. So it's mevor from the Rosh and the student of the Rashbam that the chesaron is that the time that you're tining now is keneged edim, because that's what he's telling to the earlier Gemara when one said shalav oisav. We not believe to say shalav oisav with a migu that minoch zavinta v'achal shnei chazaka, because the other one has edim that it was his shalav oisav, which contradicts your time that you're tining now. It's clear in the Rosh that it's not because we're taking away what you could have tainted, but we're contradicting that which you're tainted now. Like the Rosh brings a shel avaisai. And l'chayra, zeri shver, to understand, pshat in the Rosh, the svar is tzorach bir. Why is it called migum okim edim? L'chayra, there's no akosha to that which he's tining now, that he had a shtar and he lost it. But the Rosh says, the loshen, the tainus minoch zavinta, and tainus hashtara, is considered one taina. He says, loshen is, v'oysa tainan is batla by the osoi, ki ilu edim evatlin oysa. That taina is bottle. The taina minoch zavinta and the taina of hashtara is really one and the same taina. It's not two separate tainas. We can understand maybe the Rosh, that the Rosh is saying that instead of saying that my first taina was here is the shtar, and then he admits that taina is not a good taina because it's a shtar mezuyif, and he claims another taina, he has a different shtar, and believe me, I have a different shtar, and I lost the migu, I could have stayed with my first taina. That's not what he means. And of course, it would be shver to understand the Rosh, and why is it a migu mokim edim? The second taina that he's saying that it was that I have a shtar and I lost it is not contradicted by edim. And it also would be shver why the Rosh would have to add and say chada taina. It's not chada taina, it's two separate tainas. We can understand the Rosh that when he says shtara mal yahavali v'irchis, the taina is Not that I have a different shtar. The taina is that I bought it. That's the taina. The taina is that I bought it, and the raya that I bought it is that I have a shtar. I mean, originally, my original taina was minach zavinta. I bought it from you. My raya that I bought it from you was with a shtar. And now I'm taining minach zavinta, and my raya is from a different shtar. So not that you're taining a different taina, which is soys to the first taina, and you can't be chayz of a taina. The nidin is, why aren't you never to be mafarish that my first taina that I minach zavinta was with this shtar, not with the other shtar? And on that, the Rishbam says, no, but that's a migum mokamedim. Like the Amor in Daf Lamed Aleph that says, Omer Rabbi, Nemanai de Migu to say Shalavoisai, even the other person has Aiden that it was Shalavoisav. And the Pshat in Rabbi is, because Tartina de Bure, that it was Avoisai Shalakam Yavisecha. And Abai argues and says, Malishakim mokamedim. What does that mean? Because since the Pashtas, the Migu is mokamedim, we're not Metars de Bure to be Soys of the Aiden. Because Pashtas, the words are a contradiction to the Aiden. So the Rishbam is saying that Lashon also over here, Malishakir bin mokim. So that means we're not going to be tired of the buroi. That he originally said minoch zavante, he meant with a different shtar. But avadet, it's the same taina of minoch zavante that I bought it from you. The only thing is that originally it sounded like minoch zavante that was with a raya of the original shtar, and now we're saying he meant minoch zavante, but I had a different shtar. That's what I meant to say, that I have a different shtar, and believe me, migu, that I could have kept my original taina with the first shtar. So in a chanami, the first shtar is takim azuyif, but that's not what the taina is. The taina was minoch zavinte. So that's what it means. The lashon of the rosh when it says it's the lashon of Rashbam when he says migu mokamedim is because the inyan of migu is to mekayim the taina, and the mokamedim you can't mekayim this taina when originally the chelik of the taina was that the raya is from a shtar which is sheker. A little bit of different avana, maybe in the rosh we could say with the bircha Shmuel and ksubis simin chav dalit. The Rechash Shmuel says that the whole nemanis of migu is only to a baldover. Says the lashon of the Rechash Shmuel is that the chisarin in the case of our sugi of in shtar zayfuhu, according to Rav Yosef, is the svarase is that dibur de minoch zavinta v'hoshtara hu hataina. The taina is minoch zavinta v'hoshtara. And that taina, if you put it together as one, lamaisa is bottle, because that shtar is shtar mezuyif. V'imkein nistalik din hataina. Once that din ataina is bottle, because we know that that shtar was mezuyif, so mele it's not shayach anymore a migu. It's all one taina. Minoch zavinta v'hoshtara. That taina you as a baldover can taina, because that shtar is a shtar mezuyif. Once that taina is bottle, so mele you don't have a migu to believe that you have a different shtar. You lost it with a migu that you could have stayed with the original taina of high shtara. In summary, we have two approaches how to understand what the Rashbam meant in Rav Yosef, that is a migu imakim edim. Either, like Rabbi Chan explains it, that if migu is a koyach ataina, since the original taina is hashtara and it's mezuyiv, there's idos baldin negdoi, you don't have a koyach to taina that shtara havali ve'irchis. And you have to be mechalik that this migu is different than regular migu, because in a normal migu, it's a taina for a taina. A taina you always have, even though now you might that taina is not emes. But if it's based on edus or a shtar, then you don't have a koyach taina. And the second approach is the rush, that be'etzim, it's not in the modus of migu to say a new taina. It's a migu to be a farish devarav that his original taina was Zavanti, I bought the land, and I have a shtar. We only mefarish that he meant that I have this shtar that I lost, and not the shtar that I originally said. And we're not mefarish your words because of migu. It's migu mokim edim. It's clear that the original taina is not a taina. And the nusach of the Bircha Shmuel is that since the monos of migu is mikoyach baldover, and since you don't have a koyach, the taina, original taina of minoch zavante v'hashtar, because that's mukrish v'yodos baldin, so in mele we're not mefarish devorov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.